Last week's heavy rains in Haiti created mudslides that killed at least 4 people, and the country's rainy season doesn't officially start until April. Joining us now to explain how rain is complicating aid efforts in the aftermath of last month's earthquake is Dominic McSorley. He's the Emergency Operations Director for Concern Worldwide's Haiti Response. I'm pleased to welcome him back to our show today. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. Didn't it rain again last night? Is it unusual for such heavy rains to happen this early in the year?
It is, and it's not something we're welcoming, and certainly not something anybody who's sleeping without much shelter is welcoming. The rain last night was actually particularly heavy, and there was some flooding this morning, and this is not good news, frankly, for many of the population which are still living in precarious conditions without shelter. So there's a huge amount of pressure on us to try and address that and make sure that everybody has something to sleep under in the next week or so.
The rainy season starts in April and the hurricane season begins in May. Did last week's rains and then last night's give aid organizations an idea of what they're going to be up against in the coming months?
Yeah, it's not the first time it rained. I think there was a heavy-ish rainfall, although a shorter one a couple of days ago, concern of the distribution the next day, and you could tell that there was just a different atmosphere among the people. There was a greater sense of desperation. People were just hungry to get the supplies that we were pulling, we were taking off the trucks. And I think one of the areas that we're concerned about is not just the deterioration in people's health, but the potential now for greater crowd control problems. And obviously then, you know, the fate of people who are in camps that potentially may flood. I think one thing we have to remember is there's a lot of cash for work going on. We just large-scale teams going out there to try and clear some of the rubble from the drains. Because if that's not cleared, then I think the flooding is potentially going to be worse than previous years.
I mentioned that mudslide that hit a school and killed 4. It was in the countryside. And 98% of Haiti is deforested. Does that make rain even more damaging?
Absolutely. I mean, I think one thing we have to remember, not all the problems are in Port-au-Prince. You know, we've been working for years on Laganave. It's a deforested barren land where many people are living, and we've been actually been trying to build dry stone walls and to protect the environment, to protect the soil. And that kind of work has to go back on. It has to keep going because, you know, the situation in Haiti generally, as we know, was deeply impoverished prior to this crisis. I mean, I think one of the ironies is that, you know, we now are getting about 850,000 people are getting access to clean water in the city. I think we're doing well on water. And that's a much higher percentage than even existed prior to this crisis. So some things are definitely improving and getting a lot better for the population.
One report said that rain can collect in pools in Port-au-Prince that are 3 feet deep. That's extraordinary. A couple of weeks ago, go ahead.
Yeah, the simple fact is we had focus groups discussions with some women yesterday in a camp talking about their fears, the fears of the future and the fears of the rain. And already, you know, a woman reported to me, you know, that she'd sat up all night trying to protect her baby from the rain that was coming down. She didn't get any sleep. And one of her neighbor's children had died a couple of nights before that. So, you know, this is something that needs addressed and that needs addressed now. I think it's possible that we can scale up to give people the plastic sheeting, but we're a long way off keeping people from full health and safety.
So that means that the weather or the environment is still killing people? The last report I heard was 230,000 people, which is nearly a quarter of a million people killed as a result of this earthquake and its aftermath.
Yeah, I mean, very quickly, I basically, from the beginning, I think concerns responsibility is protect the living. That's what we have to do. There were 10,000 children that were malnourished prior to this crisis. They're a very high vulnerable group. We're now providing supplementary feeding to those. And that's what we have to do within this. You prioritize. Who do you protect? Who is the most vulnerable? Who can you reach now? That's the strategy. And I think that strategy can work for the most of these children.
A couple of weeks ago, we spoke to UNICEF aid workers about the worries about disease and the acute need for sanitation. Will these rains make providing sanitation even harder?
I think sanitation is probably one of the biggest challenges we have, more so than water and certainly more so than food. Sanitation, shelter, those are the top priorities. I mean, it's what people, you can tell in these sites simply because there just isn't enough room to dig latrines. There is now going to have to be probably a system where we can try and move people and move people into slightly better areas around the city. But there's a lot of politics and there's a lot of people don't want to move. I think when the rains come, you'll probably find people more willing to move into a drier area.
I'm talking to Dominic McSorley, Concern Worldwide's Emergency Operations Director for Haiti, as part of our regular updates on the situation in Haiti. This time we're talking about the rains, which have been devastating on top of all of the damage caused by the earthquake. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Has aid delivery become more regular now? Is anything improving?
Yeah, I mean, we're down to about 70 flights into the airport. That was up down from 160 a day. And really, that's because now, you know, the land bridge across from Santo Domingo and the ports are operating at a much, much higher level. Definitely. I mean, you know, driving the city, we're doing many more distributions. We've managed to reach 30,000 people, and we're reaching about 2,000 more every day with packages of plastic sheet in them. And so the aid is coming out, and there's definitely, when you get the aid in, populations relax, and you can see immediately that you're bringing a benefit that they absolutely need. So absolutely, yes, it's the aid is getting out. It's getting out fast. It probably needs to get out faster because of this rains, and these rains are certainly complicating and going to complicate this aid operation for the next week or so.
Your organization has been active in Haiti since 1994. Does that experience enable you to get into neighborhoods and communities where aid has been less frequent?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've really focused on the areas that we had built up community trust and were able to go in and use community volunteers with 400 community youth volunteers that know these communities. I mean, when you're into these areas to identify, you know, the vulnerable and the key people that need this, you need people who know the communities. And therefore, you can do large-scale distributions with dignity that target equally and fairly. And I think that's been a huge strength of Concern operating in these areas for the last decade or so.
Today's Washington Post has an article detailing an email in which John Holmes, the United Nations' top humanitarian relief coordinator, reveals his frustrations with the UN response in Haiti. Is the humanitarian situation in Haiti more complex than most disaster responses?
Well, I think there is each response is unique in its own challenges. This one has thrown up particular challenges. I mean, the UN, I suppose you have to remember, lost a lot of lives. Concern lost some people, and you were dealing with, you know, a city that was traumatized, a population of first responders that were totally traumatized as well, and that's been hard to overcome in the first couple of weeks. I mean, overall, I think we're certainly finding that the presence of the UN that were here before in the security forces has been a major plus, particularly when you're doing distributions in kind of gangland areas. Coordination.
Oops, it sounds to me like
too many international donors.
We lost you for a moment. Do you want to repeat that last thing that you said?
Well, as I said, coordination is always a challenge, but there's certainly a big commitment by the donors, by the aid agencies, to coordinate as best as they can. And I think there are regular meetings now that are sorting out a lot of the coordination issues. I actually think that the spur to coordination and the effectiveness of the aid operation is really beginning to show through now. And that's to be expected as we move into a slightly different phase.
We mentioned earlier that the deforestation of Haiti has been a serious problem for a long time. Wangari Maathai won a Nobel Prize for getting people in Kenya to plant a lot of trees at a fairly low cost. Could something like that be done in Haiti as well?
Absolutely, and I think these measures have been looked at. I think one thing that you can't do is just plant trees and then expect that they won't be cut down. You have to also work on people's livelihoods. So, I mean, we're looking at working with poor farmers, improving water supply, bringing in goat seeds and tools, and obviously working with the environment as well, because if you plant trees and you don't give people a means to living, they'll simply cut them down and use them for charcoal. And the amount of charcoal that is used here is just extraordinary. So it has to be tackled, I think, from a number of levels, but definitely that's part of the solution.
Well, are you altering your plans because of the heavy rains now, knowing that the rainy season and the hurricane season are coming up in just a couple of months?
I think everybody's altering their plans. The talk is trying to bring in these garden shed transitional shelters, which, you know, will basically cost about $1,000 and will have straps to keep the roofs down. The plan is that we need to start moving those in, and I think there's a plan to bring those in and bring them into the port now that that's working. That needs to happen sooner. Because people cannot go through two rainy seasons here. We're going to have to start getting those in, and we're going to have to start ensuring that people have those in place within the next couple of months.
We've put links to Concern Worldwide and a list of other aid organizations that are working in Haiti on our show page. My great thanks to Dominic McSorley, Concern Worldwide's Emergency Operations Director for Haiti, for talking with us on this update on the conditions there as a result of the rains. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.